Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, I know watching earwax removal videos can be disgusting, but it's also weirdly addictive. Have you ever considered having your ears waxed? Tim Pringle is Northern Ireland's chief audiologist with Hitting Hearing. Tim's with me here in studio today. Good afternoon, Tim. How are things?
Very good. Good afternoon.
What causes a buildup of wax in our ears, first of all?
Well, there's a great number of factors. It's quite a natural process. It's there to protect the ears, protect the health of the eardrum. And it's a mixture of the secreting glands, you know, like the sweat that happens in our ears, as well as dead skin. So it can build up. It usually naturally migrates because of the outward channeling from the ear canal. But it can build up either by pushing things in, which we shouldn't be doing, or it can build up if there's hair follicles, lumps and bumps, creases in the ear and things like that.
Yeah, so it's not a sign that you're, you know, really weirdly dirty or anything like that.
Absolutely. In fact, it's aseptic. It's actually very, very healthy for the ear.
Okay, so waxy ears is a good sign.
Waxy ears are a good sign, but keeping on top of it is the most important thing, because when it blocks, then trouble can occur.
Right. Yeah. And how do you stop the buildup of wax?
Well, there's a number of different ways. We would avoid putting anything, my grandmother always used to say, avoid putting anything smaller than your elbow into your ear. So I would certainly be avoiding cotton tips and things like that. Just usual sort of washing round the ear. If it's a case of we're getting buildup in our ears, then the use of an olive oil spray or something like that, maybe, you know, once a month can help lubricate that to help it channel out.
A lot of the time, though, you won't actually know you've wax buildup until it's blocked.
That's right. And yet a lot of people who have blocked ears go on sort of, you know, living with it, with the dullness in the hearing. And even pain until such times that they maybe arrive on the doorstep of their local GP. Mm-hmm. I think the message here is, if in doubt, you know, go and get a healthcare professional to have a look in it. And, you know, quite often a lot of the work we would do is triaging that, just because somebody comes along and says, do I need my ears cleared of wax? Doesn't necessarily mean they do, but that's where the health check comes in. That's the most important thing.
So is it similar, you know, to maybe the annual or biannual eye test that a lot of us will go for? Should we be getting our ears checked?
Absolutely. Hearing health should be part of the health agenda, just the same as our eyes or, you know, going to the dentist and that sort of thing. We don't know until a professional actually looks in there what's going on.
Why do we not mind it more then?
Why do we not?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, because build-up, or even if we talk about hearing, you know, there's a gradual decline there, and a lot of people within certain age groups sort of accept it as part of older.
Getting older. Yeah. Obviously, here for part of my job in work, I've, you know, huge headphones on over my ears every day, day in, day out. I leave the office, I'll have, you know, earphones in, walking home, I'll have them in the morning. I'm probably like a lot of people, even beyond working in radio, who have, you know, nothing but AirPods and headphones and earphones covering their ears all day long. How good is that?
Well, it depends at what level you're putting amplification into your ears. I mean, your work isn't putting in blasting music in there. But I think the rule there is limit the amount of use for the general public as far as wearing earpods or headphones, playing music, you know, reduce the volume, limit the amount of time, because that's just going to cause damage and strain to the ear.
So it's not the wearing of the headphones, it's the volume at which you're listening.
It's the volume at which you're, and the
length
of time.
As I frantically reach to turn this down, might be too late, but but so it's because I think, you know, when I see it in the bus most mornings coming in, everybody in the bus has some form of headphone on.
Yeah, and it's part of our culture. You know, we keep in touch, we speak to people in crowded areas, listening to listening to, you know, friends or family on the phone, even listening to music and that sort of thing. It's part of our culture, absolutely. But it's just to be aware of the dangers whenever we wear things for longer. But it's even wearing headphones can, it can help with the buildup of wax as well. So, you know, people who regularly wear get the ears lifted up.
Listener question, Tim, for you. Can you please ask, should you clean your ears with shampoo as you wash your hair?
No, I would avoid putting anything like that into the ear. The ear is a very It's a very delicate area. Mm. It's got a very, very thin layer of skin, and it's there to sort of, the wax, if you like, does the healthy side of things and keeps it clean. And if you start putting product in there, then that can cause actually issues or even infection.
Noelle has got in touch. She says, I just had my ears cleaned. It took two visits from the GP to clear it. My hearing was affected and I had tinnitus. My GP mentioned earphones that sit on your temple, as in they don't sit on or in your ear. Any idea what these are?
Yes, there are headphones that actually vibrate against just in behind the ear on what we call the mastoid bone, and it's used by some, for example, runners.
The little ones go in the back.
Yeah, so they actually they press against the ear and they play that music. They're also using comms with the likes of security forces and things like that as well.
So they would be better than
they
over
would be
the
better
ear.
If you're prone to that build up. Better, yes, you're better with that sort of thing.
Wearing earplugs at night to sleep, what impact does that have on earwax?
Again, because you're pushing in, I would have a good healthy routine of, you know, maybe olive oil spray, things like that, to ensure that that wax is naturally, and making sure that, you know, you regularly clean either the tips you use or replace them as well, because you're putting, you know, waxy
something
product
into
back
ear.
Into your ear again.
Yeah. Is there any at-home help for tinnitus, asks this listener.
I think tinnitus, it can be brought around by many, many different reasons. I think the, you know, seeking professional advice is the first step. Mm. If it's troublesome, but it can be an indicator that in fact that there is a block, you know, a blockage in the ear as well. So having that health check from a professional would be key first steps to that. But no home help really for that, apart from if you have it, you've been diagnosed, is recognizing it, and there's other tools that a professional can advise you to mask out the likes of sound.
God, tinnitus is absolutely disastrous when people have it, isn't it?
It can be very troublesome for people.
Oh,
and unfortunately,
God, yeah.
You know, even with everything that we can do to help and support it, you know, we can't get rid of it. You know, and yet it can come and go. You know, it's one of those anomalies.
Yeah, I sort of had a bout of it a couple of months ago, but I definitely thought, you know, I was getting it, and thankfully it is eased and stopped. But God, Tim, like there was a couple of weeks where it was there. It's a constant just alarm in your ear. I mean, it's driving
it is.
Nuts.
It plays havoc with the brain, because the brain thinks it's sound from elsewhere, where it's coming from inside the head, and it affects our limbic system, and we start to panic a little bit. It's like fight or flight.
You can't sleep.
It can keep people awake, but there's ways, you know, there's good advice on that, you know, but it's individual to the person that it's been affected
by.
Yeah,
you need to get that checked out. Yeah. You guys at Hitting Hearing have carried out, I know, some research on this. 18% of people say they only present to get their ears, basically, you know, earwax removed or get their ears checked when they're in pain or they've some level of discomfort. What exactly is involved with getting your ears cleaned or syringed?
Well, the first thing is, it's not just a case, some cases, of arriving there to get wax removed, because we have to make sure that the earwax is softened, okay? There are two main different forms of wax removal. The first would be irrigation, which is just body temperature water irrigating the ear and helping ease that wax out. And the other is microsuction, and that's sucking the wax out, if you like. Both are painless, and a lot of people, and the fear, and what you say is people leaving it until it does become sore, is because of, in the past, when we used to use the old ear syringing method, that could be painful. And people have had very bad experiences with that, because that's forcing a jet of water into the ear. So the safer methods now are obviously ear irrigation. Preparation
softening the earwax in advance,
having it looked at is the first step.
Yeah, you need to get someone to look at it.
Yeah.
Well, for anybody who might be interested or curious as to what happens when you are getting your earwax removed, one of my colleagues out there has very kindly, Tim, volunteered themselves to become your ear model after the show today, and they're going to let you, obviously remove the wax from their ears. We're going to share the video then on our social media. People can get it on the News Talk socials and on my own at Andrea Gilligan 12 on Instagram. So if you want to have a gawk at that, maybe not over your lunch, you can do so very shortly. Tim Pringle, Hitting Hearing's Chief Audiologist in Northern Ireland. Tim, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.